7-1. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I'm going to get back to text messages. Text messages that are coming in as a result of this conversation today. Had to take the day off yesterday to go to court, started off at 9 o'clock, actually got up at 6 o'clock was my alarm that was set for, to go to St. Ignace to go to court. I woke up at 4:30. I was going over the oral arguments in my head. I was going over my questions for the Michigan State Trooper who had given me the seatbelt ticket there in St. Ignace on Labor Day. I was going over the statute, the Michigan compiled law, 257.710, subsection E, the helmet law, the repeal of the helmet law, the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment. Now, you have to understand, the 14th Amendment, folks, was ratified in 1868. July 9th, 1868, and it had to do mostly with slavery. But there's other components in the 14th Amendment, just like the First Amendment has five components. The 14th Amendment has multiple components as well. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Born in Michigan, lived in Michigan my whole life. I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Michigan. No state, and state is capitalized, shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, semicolon. What does immunities mean? Of course, you have privileges, the privilege of having a driver's license, the privilege of being able to drive on our public roads. Even though you pay to renew your license, you pay for license plates, you pay for insurance, you do all the things that we do. These are privileges. They are not God-given rights. But the immunities of citizens, what does that mean? It means like a vaccine from a illness, a disease, you're inoculated against that disease. What is the disease? Where the state makes a law that abridges your privileges, the privilege of driving. Is how I was going to apply the argument in court in front of the judge, Beth Ann Gibson. But I wasn't given that opportunity because the state trooper didn't show up for court. I prepared, I studied, I researched, I read, I understood privileges and immunities. And that a state shall not make any or enforce any law which abridges the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property, comma. My life, my time to get pulled over on Labor Day. My time to call the court, to schedule to take it to court. My time to prepare for my defense. The research, the studying, the note-taking, the printing out of actual laws on the books, the statute itself. And in the statute, it says specifically in Section 13, it is the intent of the legislature that the enforcement of this section regarding seatbelts in this section be conducted in a manner calculated to save lives, not prevent injuries, not to protect you while driving in your vehicle, to save lives, and not in a manner that results in the harassment of the citizens of this state, period. Last section, number 14, points shall not be assessed under this section of the violation of this law. In addition, the legislative notes go on to say, in enacting back in 1999, Public Act 29, which contains this section as amended in April of 2016, which took effect on April 5th of 2017. Enacting Section 1, it is the intent of the legislature, the elected officials in the House and the Senate, signed by a governor, that the cost savings realized by insurance companies based on these changes made by this amendatory act shall be passed on to the insurance policy holders. End quote, period. Did you hear what it says in the law? The seatbelt law was intended to save lives and injuries that would result in lower cost to the insurance companies for life insurance policies. You die, they got to pay off on a life insurance policy. You get injured, an ambulance takes you to the hospital, you have to have emergency operation, you have to fix broken bones, whatever. There's hospitalization costs as a result of an accident. The insurance companies have to cover it. Why? Because, of course, we all have insurance. We're not driving dirty like in Detroit. The cost savings realized by insurance companies because of the changes made by this amendatory act shall be passed on to the insurance policy holders. Popular name, seatbelt law. Where is the savings that you and I have experienced in the reduction of cheaper car insurance as a result of seatbelt laws being enforced in this state? Have you gotten a reduction in your car insurance because of your use of seatbelts? I haven't. I didn't complain about it because I don't use seatbelts. I will never use seatbelts. I want to take this to court and I want to fight it on all the research that I wasn't able to present in court yesterday. And Judge Beth Ann Gibson, if you're listening, or any of your clerks are listening, if you want to reschedule it at a time convenient for State Trooper Williams, badge number 238, I'll be more than happy to come back up anytime in an afternoon, 3 o'clock or later, where I could do my show without having to pay Izzy Lyman to do it for me. I will do my show. I will get my vehicle. I will drive up to St. Ignace. You know what? I'll even try to get there by 2:30. Give me my day in court. I want to present this evidence. I want to present the constitutional information contained in the 14th Amendment, which I'm not even done with yet. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property, comma, without due process of law. Due process of law was violated yesterday because I was scheduled to present my arguments in a courtroom and I wasn't allowed to do so. Therefore, I was denied my due process of law. That's a violation of my 14th Amendment, what happened yesterday. Nor, the last one, listen to this, deny to any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. What does that mean? That was my biggest argument. the last sentence of the 14th Amendment, I didn't get to use it. You cannot create different classes of people and treat us unequally under our laws. You cannot say that a motorcycle rider and driver operator can operate a motorcycle without a helmet because you're more interested in increased tourism and motorcycle sales in the state of Michigan. So on April 12th of 2012, Governor Rick Snyder signed into law the repeal of a 40-year-old constitutional universal helmet law that saves lives and prevents injuries, treating motorcycle riders differently than four-wheelers. You're creating different classes of people. You don't even have people in buses protected with seatbelts, which creates a third class of citizens treated differently because they're on a bus or they're on a motorcycle. So it's different than you being in a 4,000-pound steel GMC SUV with 9 airbags in it. The biggest argument I had was the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment, the last sentence, the last portion of that amendment. And where did I learn that? Pastor Chatfield talking about the Constitution, going to constitutional classes, studying the Constitution, doing the show every single day with a pocket Constitution close by right in my hand right now. It's in my hand. I do the show every day with it. You need to come to this boot camp on Saturday. I'm going to go do it. Vicky's going to attend it. We're going to take notes. I need to know it better than I do already, which is actually pretty good. I was so much looking forward to the judge, Beth Ann Gibson, asking me, Mr. Bishop, are you a lawyer? No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm a concerned citizen that has studied the U.S. Constitution. I researched the laws. I did all this research to present to you, and I humbly request that you find me guilty. I wanted her to find me guilty after hearing all of my arguments that was being recorded, either by the courtroom or by my pocket recorder, because I was going to take it to the appellate court, and from the appellate court, I was going to take it to the Michigan Supreme Court. We have to stand up for our rights, but you got to know the Constitution and you got to know how to research laws and then present your arguments in a courtroom. And if you can't do it, you hire an attorney. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour, final segment of today, Tuesday, October 3rd. But if you're listening to the show tomorrow morning, it'll be 8:51 a.m. tomorrow morning on Wednesday. You still have time tomorrow morning to text me boot camp, and I'll text you the link to send an email to Roxanna, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, at buildingblocksforliberty.org to register for this Saturday, October 7th, from 9 to 3 p.m. in Elk Rapids, the Constitution Boot Camp. I need you guys to register tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to register an email with her. You pay at the door. They need a food count tomorrow to make sure they have enough food for us on Saturday. They're feeding us lunch. They're giving you a workbook to take notes in, and you're taking the workbook home with you that you can take to meetings, public meetings, school board meetings. You can take it to city council, county commissioners meetings, township meetings. You can take it with you wherever you go, in your hand, armed with facts about the Constitution. Now, if a former truck driver can be prepared to present a constitutional argument in front of a judge regarding a seatbelt ticket using the U.S. Constitution as defense, you need to come and learn this. Vicky and I will be there on Saturday. We need you guys to come and do this. Now, I'm going to give out a phone number because Cliff Tellini, one of our sponsors, Tellini Farms, Montana Ancestry, Black Angus Beef, great stock up sale happening right now, is switching over and getting high-speed PING fiber optic internet at the farm. He's getting rid of Frontier, very unreliable, all kinds of problems with his phone. As many of you have tried calling the farm's phone number, 989-733-2782, while he's switching it from Frontier to PING's phone service. He is a PING Electric customer. If you are, you need to contact PING today and sign up for their high-speed fiber optic internet. And in some cases, some places already, they got phone service. So as a backup, I'm also going to give out his cell phone number, 231-268-9754. Very simple. If you want the beef, It's in his freezer, ready for delivery this week. You can be eating the best tasting Black Angus ribeye steaks on the grill this weekend. Text me the word beef, and I'll text you back both numbers. The farm's landline through PING may not be up yet, so I'm going to give up the cell phone number as well. Just text me beef, and I'll text you both numbers. There'll be clickable links on your phone. All you got to do is click on them and hit call. On his cell phone, leave a voicemail message and the farm's phone number. Leave a message, your name, your city, where you're calling from, where you live, so he can deliver the beef to you. He'll have an idea where you live, and your phone number, your callback number. Leave a voicemail message on the farm and leave a voicemail message on the cell phone. Then do me a favor. Turn around and text him on the cell phone, 231-268-9754. Text him the same information, your name, your city, and your callback number. You might want to mention the best time to call. This is great beef. It's all been processed. It's all been done. Standard cut, 3/4-inch steaks. A ton of steaks, roast, 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages, vacuum sealed, that will last in the freezer a year, year and a half, no problem. Frozen like a brick, sealed in the plastic so that you can keep it in the freezer, no problem, delivered directly to you. You call them today, you get the beef tomorrow. And many of you, beginning of the month here, got your Social Security checks. Commit to a quarter. You can sell steaks to your neighbors, to your friends, family, church members. You don't can't afford it, just husband and wife on fixed income, no problem. Commit to it. You'll sell it. Share it with others. So text me beef, and I'll text you the numbers. But we have got to get you guys to come on Saturday to this boot camp. If you're hearing this tomorrow morning, it's going to be 8:56 tomorrow morning. You can still text me boot camp, and I'll text you the link to email Roxana at buildingblocksforliberty.org. So many of your text messages I didn't even get to regarding police officers, which we totally respect. Totally respect. But when a traffic stop, in my opinion, isn't lawful, and it's a form of harassment, or they're fishing for other violations, like Brian Panabaker said, he was trying to get him for drunk driving because he couldn't read his license plate to know whether it was from the state of Michigan or not. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Not buying it at all. I got so many text messages I didn't get to. I apologize. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we will be back tomorrow on Wednesday. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods.